Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. We appreciate you listening to Bible Crossfire every Sunday night at this time. The 11th article in the Articles of Religion of the Church of England says, "Wherefore that we are justified by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort." Is salvation by faith only a most wholesome doctrine? Not if it is different than the doctrine of Christ. 2 John 9 reads, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." So if salvation by faith only is not in the doctrine of Christ, it is not taught by the Bible, then it is not a wholesome doctrine. Instead, it will cause us to be lost because we don't have God. So the question is, is salvation by faith only taught by the Bible? I suggest to you we can tell from many passages that salvation is not by faith only. For example, Mark 16:16a reads, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So belief by itself is not enough. It takes submission to baptism also, according to that verse. Hebrews 5:9 reads, "And being made perfect, he," talking about Jesus, "became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." So faith alone is not enough. Obedience is required by this verse in order to receive eternal salvation. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Again, this text says it's not enough just to believe in the Lord. We must also do God's will in order to go to heaven. How about 1 Peter 1, verse 22a? "Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth." So if you want your soul purified, cleansed, you're going to have to do more than believe the truth. You're also going to have to obey the truth. Revelation 22:14. "Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city." So we have to believe and we have to do God's commandments in order to go to heaven. 1 Peter 1:17, "Father, without respect of persons, judgeth according to every man's work." So God judges people based upon their works, not just upon whether or not they have faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. "The Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." Notice the text says we must know, believe in God, and obey the gospel. Believing in God or knowing God is not enough. You also have to obey the gospel. Back to the 11th article in the Articles of Religion of the Church of England, which says, "Wherefore that we are justified by faith only is a most wholesome doctrine and very full of comfort." That stands in stark contrast to James 2:24, which reads, "Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only." Question, would you feel comfortable belonging to a church whose creed book contradicts the Bible in such a plain and direct way?